I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Whether you're listening to me on the radio or on a smartphone or a laptop, you're using electricity. I'm not trying to make you feel bad about tuning in, never want to do that. But there is a huge connection between the juice we all use for everyday stuff and the pollution that's causing climate change. That's why some companies are starting to pay more attention to cutting the amount of electricity their products suck down. Recently, we sent The World's Ari Daniel hunting for some of these folks right in the belly of the beast, Las Vegas.
The Consumer Electronics Show is always a giant carnival of the very latest gizmos. Massive pavilions surging with high-def displays and personal robots and wearable tech. And since it's held in Las Vegas, some of it's shown off in over-the-top stage shows. Powering the whole thing is electricity, tons of it. For the shows, the booths, the gadgets themselves, just think of the carbon footprint of all this stuff. And yet this year, there were morsels of another way forward, scattered amidst the few thousand exhibitors. Take the offerings from Stack Lighting.
The bulbs are able to network together, so what they're able to do is always maintain the right level of light without wasting energy.
This is Neil Joseph, the company's founder and CEO. His new kind of ceiling lights start with super efficient LED bulbs, but he's making them even more efficient by adding a sensor to detect how much light there is in the room naturally, so they can adjust their brightness. Another sensor switches the bulb off if no one's in the room. Stack Lighting estimates the carbon footprint of using their new bulbs is a tenth of that of regular ones. Next stop on the Green Gadget Tour.
We're standing underneath the world's most efficient ceiling fan.
David Banks is an electrical engineer at, and yes, this really is the company's name, Big Ass Fans.
There's no other ceiling fan on the market that moves as much air with as little electricity consumption as the Haiku does.
The Haiku has a super efficient motor, and it's got sensors too, including, like those light bulbs, one to detect if anyone's in the room.
My dogs at home have actually figured this out. And when they're very hot, they go and they lay down underneath the fan because they know the fan is not only going to start, but it's also going to speed up. As the room cools down, the fan slows down automatically.
Bank says the fan's 80% more energy efficient than others, and fans consume much less energy than air conditioners, so it's also a double bonus. Across the hall, Whirlpool is showing off a clothes dryer that recycles its hot air, using nearly three-quarters less energy. Pella has a new kind of window with internal blinds that adjust themselves depending on the light outside and the temperature inside. Then there's this guy, whose new gadget isn't really a gadget at all.
We are putting a strong computer inside a 9-volt battery.
Mickey Nasiri is a VP at Roost. The new company says its smart battery will last up to 5 times longer in your smoke detector and alert you via your phone if the alarm goes off. Sounds a little like Google's Nest smoke detector, except...
We believe that you don't need to go and buy new devices for making things smart.
Or energy efficient. But actually buying these batteries might give you a shock. A pack of four will run $120. In fact, these small carbon footprint devices carry big price tags. The smart bulbs go for $60 a pop. The fan is $800. And that window will cost you about $2,000. Carolyn Weiner isn't surprised.
Like all new markets, they start out at a very high price point. You'll see the price come down. You'll see more entrants in the market.
Weiner develops incentives for adopting energy-efficient technologies at Pacific Gas and Electric. But there's an irony about all this green technology. That's not usually how it's sold. Weiner says efficiency still has a bad reputation amongst consumers.
They're still looking at energy efficiency as I'm losing something.
Instead, like Roost's batteries and many of the other new devices here, they're being sold as smart, electronics that can talk to one another and be controlled remotely from your phone or tablet.
A lot more companies are leading with security, comfort, ease of use, which is the type of messages that consumers want to hear right now. That's what they're more interested in.
But ultimately, it may not matter how these devices are marketed. Smart can be the headline. Green, efficient, low carbon, those can be buried in the fine print. The key is whether or not people will buy them or even find them amidst all the din. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel, Las Vegas.